morning once again to the Biz Talk Radio show here on WHBY. My name is Randy Melzer. I will be your host for today. Our co-host Tony Bush is on assignment down in Alabama right now. We're expecting to have him back up in the next couple of weeks. But filling in for Tony, I'm going to have one of our SCORE chapter members, Mr. Tom DeLugopowski. Tom, good to have you here.
Good morning.
And we refer to that as Mr. D, rather than for those of you who have a little problem with that last name. So, Tom, it's very good to have you here. How long have you been with SCORE, and what's your specialty?
I've been with SCORE now just over 2 years, and my specialty centers around accounting, income tax work, budgeting, inventory management, quality management systems. I do a lot of work with mentors, our clients that come in and specifically ask about how do I get started.
Okay. So you're like many of our mentors, kind of a jack of all trades at the start and then very, very specialized as you go along.
That's correct. And okay. One of the things that I pride myself in and doing is that if I get into a situation where, for example, I need help with another discipline, I can call upon one of my associates in the mentoring group.
That's a great way. That's one of the things that we do offer with SCORE is having that kind of background. For those of you who aren't familiar with SCORE, real quickly, SCORE here in the Fox Cities is involved in 8 counties. We have nearly 40 mentors in all kinds of different disciplines, as you heard from Tom, in the area of accounting and so on. My background is in marketing, operations, and a lot of other different things. Tony has the areas primarily cash flow. We have people who are involved in IT, intellectual property, HR. We have people in just about every area you can think of. And as Tom mentioned, too, we will work together. So if one of us doesn't know the answer, we can always bring in a second expert to be able to help you with that. The great thing about our program, of course, is that all of our mentoring is free. So when you contact us at www.foxcities.score.org, you are able to sign up for whatever type of specialty assistance you're looking for to get your business started. We work primarily with people who are just in a startup mode, but we also work with people who've been in business for many years for existing companies and so on, who are looking help to get over those problems that they might have in one specific area. Their cash flow is a problem. They're looking for funding. They need help to revitalize their business plan, things like that. So we work with all stages of business. As I said, we cover about 8 counties. We have a branch in Fond du Lac with about 6-7 mentors down there. We have a branch in Oshkosh, where we have another 15 members down there. And we work all the way over to Red Granite. We work down to Pearl Lake, all the areas in Marquette County, Washera County, Green Lake, Fond du Lac, Calumet, Outagamie, Winnebago, Waupaca, Washera. So we cover a lot of distance, and we have a lot of expertise for you there. Just on the real quick side here, this is going to be our last Biz Talk show for the year. We have the next 2 shows off, as is our habit, to be able to celebrate Christmas and New Year's. But then we'll be back again on the, I believe it's the 4th. Of January with the next program coming up. So that will be our targets, and we will be looking to get back to you next year. But as I said, this will be our last show for the year. Hopefully Tony will be back. We'll be able to get to things for you there. I also want to remind you that as we're going along, if you have any questions or so on, please give us a call. There are numbers here. You can reach us at the WHBY studio at 281-1150 here in Appleton. And on the TDS Metro, you can reach us at 1-866-887-1150. So, again, as you have questions, and I think you might have some questions for our guest today. Our guest is Mr. Larry Burkhart. Larry is the CEO of the Fox Cities Regional Partnership, which is a developmental program here in the Valley to help bring and to sponsor existing businesses and companies here in the area. So we'll be talking about that program and all the rest of that in just a little bit. But for right now, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back shortly. You're listening to Biz Talk here on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. Good morning again to Biz Talk here on WHBY. My name is Randy Melzer. I'm your host today. We have also the co-host, Tom D from the Score office here in Appleton. And we will be introducing our guest, who is Mr. Larry Burkhart from the Fox Cities Regional Partnership in just a moment. First of all, however, I would like to just say thank you to our sponsors to let everybody know who's out there helping us. We have Albertson Hailing CPAs, local CPA firm. They have offices both here in Nina and in Green Bay and work with business accounting for our clients. There's also eBiz Results for website design. They helped us with our website and have done a great job for us. Also, we have Epiphany Law, a boutique legal firm here in the Valley that is designed primarily for the business law to help you with that. Give them a call if you're in need of some work with your legal questions. Also, we'd like to thank Fox Communities Credit Union. For those of you, again, who are looking for funding, Fox Community Business Lending is there to help you. They have over 70,000 members here throughout the Fox Cities and established credit union that has been here for many years helping people throughout the Valley. Also, we have the Business News published every 2 weeks, which gives all the detailed news as far as business itself is concerned throughout the counties that we represent. They operate. They also cover the areas up in Door County, Calumet, Brown, so a number of the areas, but if you're interested at all in anything as far as business, the Business News is where you're going to get your information. And then finally, we also want to thank Tuss House. Tuss is one of our newest sponsors. Tuss House is a computer services provider, especially in the areas of data storage, software and hardware provider. So if you are growing your business, need help with your data storage and computer networking and so on, Tuss House is one of the finer organizations in the Valley to help you work with that. And so, again, we'd ask you to please recognize those sponsors, and we thank them very much for their year of help that they've been providing us with here through at the BizTalk show. With that said, I would like to now kind of turn to our guest, and that's Mr. Larry Burkhart, and I'll get it right this time, Executive Vice President of the Fox Cities Regional Partnership. Larry,
thank
glad
you.
To have you.
Well, thank you, Randy and Tom. Happy to be here.
Okay. Could we take just a few minutes, Larry, and get a little bit of your background, where you're from, what brought you here, and what you do as far as the regional partnership is concerned?
I'd be happy to do that. Randy, I'm a certified economic developer and have been so for, I guess it goes back over 20 years now, believe it or not, very quickly. And I came here about a year and a half ago from Colorado, where I had been working in the Weld County area, very heavy in natural gas and oil and wind and agriculture. Prior to that, I spent 9 years in Northern California and then 23 years in Longmont, Colorado, doing a host of things, but got into economic development by way of being an elected official. I was a city councilman and a mayor. And that was my kind of entry into the area of economic development.
Okay, well, your background then with Colorado and so on, at least you're familiar with the wonderful types of winters that we have here.
Oh, yes. The winter there is equally long and perhaps equally snowy.
All
problem
right.
Here is that, or the advantage in Colorado is the snow melts in between.
Ah, yes, that helps a lot. Okay, so Colorado, that area, what brought you here then?
Well, this was a new opportunity here at the Fox Cities Chamber of Commerce. As I've said so many times before, this area has been very fortunate over the many years to have enjoyed economic success by way of the rise of industries like the paper industry, some of the giant companies, KC and others that we had here. And as a result, over time, the area became so successful that it didn't really pay attention to the fact that it needed to be competitive in terms of job creation, job growth, and so forth, and never turned an eye towards economic development. In the meantime, there's about 5,000 organizations like ours that established themselves 25, 30 years ago, and they're very well healed at this point in time, competing for new jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So this was an effort on the part of the Board of Directors of the Chamber of Commerce and that leadership to say we need to make sure that we are primed and ready to support new job growth in our area because, in fact, we're now in a global market.
When we talk about the competitors that we have and mm-hmm. that you're working, you know, to work with around, who are those competitors? Give me some of the cities that you come to mind that we don't realize the valley how big we are, and yet who our competitors really would be.
A lot of times, people say Oshkosh and Green Bay are our competitors, but in reality, our competitors are probably more like Beijing and Santiago and others. It's a global market.
Mm-hmm.
So within the U.S., we compete with a variety of metros depending on the industry sector. It could be Kansas City. It could be Albuquerque, Indianapolis, mm-hmm. Cincinnati.
Yeah, I've seen Charlotte, for instance,
Charlotte,
is one that
yes.
comes to mind, Memphis.
Charlotte's, and see, there's an example of where Charlotte is probably not as much a competitor with us because their focus is more on financial services.
Okay.
Ours is more on manufacturing.
So we have to find our niche.
We do have to find our niche. However, not to the exclusion of other sectors, because the last thing we want to do is become overly dependent on any one sector.
Okay.
We're looking to balance ourselves.
Okay. And then as far as the regional partnership, how do you work with that? What is your job with that, and how does that work for that?
Well, I was hired about a year and a half ago to come in and put together the organization and get it off the ground. So my charge was to establish the operations. And we work with two programs in mind. Number one, we want to work with the existing primary employers that we have in our community, make sure that they have access to the resources that they need in order to be more competitive, more profitable, and in the hope that eventually they will be expanding and adding more jobs to the job base.
Okay.
Secondly, we want to try and market this area and its advantages to prospective employers around the country, around the world, letting them know that this is a place where you can be profitable, you
okay.
can be strong, and attract new employment into the area.
All righty. And
Larry, could you expand that idea that you said you focus on manufacturing as opposed to service industry or healthcare industry?
Well, we focus on what we call primary employers. And I want to explain what that is because I think a lot of times people think, well, automatically primary means large. And in fact, some of the companies that we work with are large, but the definition that we work with are companies that generate the majority of their revenue by selling a product or a service outside the region. So the theory then, the result of those sales generates new dollars into the local economy, and that's what provides the support for the retail, the service, and the professional sector. So
okay.
without primary employment, you don't have an economy,
okay.
basically.
So and since that seems to be a primary focus of our economy, those areas are the ones that we're talking about as far as trying to sell to the areas outside of the Fox City.
We have four targets that we work on: manufacturing, transportation equipment manufacturing, food processing, and quality financial services. Those are
okay.
our four. And the reason for that is that we've enjoyed success within each of those. Now, you notice I didn't say biotech, for example.
Right.
Chasing after something that we probably have very little chance of being successful in currently.
Currently, yeah.
But we know that within each of those four sectors, I can call out names of companies that mm-hmm. everyone here knows about. We've demonstrated that they can succeed here, and we want to grow that opportunity even more.
Okay, one more time, and then
in the SCORE activities, we focus a lot with small business,
mm-hmm.
2 to 50.
Right.
As your activities cover those types of
they
employers?
Do. Our activities will cover anything from 2 to 5,000. You know, I think our sweet spot lies more within the 2 to 100 range,
mm-hmm.
but clearly we want to work with companies that are healthy, expanding, or have the potential to expand, and that's where that range happens to be.
Okay. Well, now we're going to get back to some more of this, a lot of the details as far as what the regional partnership is all about and what it does. Our guest today is Larry Burkhart. Larry is the Executive Vice President of the Fox City's Regional Partnership, and we'll be talking to Larry a little bit after we take a quick break. You're listening to the Biz Talk Show here on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. Working for a living, working. Okay, and welcome back to Biz Talk here on WHBY. We're all working for a living, and our hopefully through SCORE we can help you work a little smarter instead of harder. So that's one of our goals. Okay, we are talking to Mr. Larry Burkhart today. Larry is the Executive Vice President of the Fox Cities Regional Partnership, and I would remind you, give us a call if you have any questions for Larry regarding that. To get back to some of the topics we were talking about, we're all very familiar with some of the industries and so on in the Valley, that type of thing. If you had a information here, is how the Fox Cities compares statewide, nationally, and so on, when you're talking to these potential clients of ours out there to come as businesses to the Valley, what are some of the things that we're really strong in that we talk about?
Well, you know, we seem to have a perception here in the Fox Cities that we're doing very, very well. And a lot of times that's not backed up by anything in terms of hard data. Well, we now have some hard data that just came out in actually two different reports in the last 10 days or so. Number one, the third quarter results or report from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, which measures all kinds of things our national government does. And in this case, it showed that we're performing as a regional economy very, very well. And I want to call attention to a couple of areas in particular. This region is very heavily focused on manufacturing. About 25% of our workforce is engaged in manufacturing. Well, our manufacturing sector here in the Fox Cities region, which consists of Outagamie, Calumet counties, and the northern part of Winnebago County, that region grew over 1,100 new manufacturing jobs in the last 12 months.
Okay.
Now, that represents a rate of 3.3% growth compared to only 1% throughout the state of Wisconsin and only 0.7% growth in the manufacturing sector across the country. So we're growing at approximately five times the rate of the national economy in terms of manufacturing. And those are good jobs. We've got to pay attention to this. Those pay an average wage in our region of $54,296 a year.
Okay, that's a strong background there. And this is the kind of thing that someone, say, who's really looking to bring in a big company, is looking to see the strength of the economy that they're walking into?
Big company, small company, it really doesn't matter. The message there is the fact that if you're a manufacturer, you can be very successful here.
Okay.
We have... I'll venture on the thin ice of talking about a location quotient. If you visualize an average across the nation and assign that a value of one,
okay,
our location quotient for manufacturing activity here in the Fox Cities region is 2.44. With what that means is we have approximately 2.5 times the amount of manufacturing activity which would be considered normal in a community across the country.
So we're
terribly strong.
Very strong in those
but
areas.
But we're also strong in other areas as well. So, I mean, it's not just limited to manufacturing. The sector called management of companies and enterprises, that grew by 8.7% in the last 12 months. And those jobs here in the Fox Cities pay an average of $107,908 a year.
Okay, so we have some very successful potential here.
Yeah, accommodations and food services at your hotel and restaurants, they grew at 5.1%. The wages there are a little less. They're at $12,102. But the point is that our local economy is growing by virtue of the Bureau of Labor Statistics report. We see that, but we also see it in another annual report that's done nationwide by the Milken Institute, and they look at 179 small cities across the country for economic performance. They come out with their report every November. We rank number 33 among the 179 in overall economic performance and number 19 in one-year job growth.
Okay. Well, one of the jobs then that you're trying to accomplish is to get this message out.
Correct.
And the program that you did, I attended some of this earlier this year. You had a group of site selectors that mm-hmm. you brought in. I think it was, what, 8 of them?
Correct.
And first of all, how did you get these guys to come in? What do they do? Mm-hmm. And then secondly, what was their take on the Valley?
Okay. There are approximately 250 site selection professionals that operate throughout the country. And I equate them similar to the way you and I would use a Consumer Reports.
Okay. But they are consultants hired by companies?
By companies. Okay. So if you and I are going out and we're going to buy a new lawnmower, we might pick up a copy of Consumer Reports, and they will evaluate maybe a dozen different makes of lawnmowers based on durability, overall quality of materials, price, et cetera. And then you and I would make a selection. Well, I think I'm going to buy this particular brand. Site selection consultants work on the same basis for their clients in that fashion. What they will do, the client will visit with the site selector and say, look, I need to expand into a new marketplace in the Midwest. Mm-hmm. I need about 100,000 square feet. I'm going to need 75 employees. They need to have these particular skill sets. This is what I'm able to afford to pay them. I also need to have access to an interstate highway, an international airport, mm-hmm. higher education. These are all things that are very important to me in making a decision as to where I build that expansion facility. So the site selection consultants then go out and they do their research much the same on behalf of their clients. So they will evaluate dozens, literally, of communities based on all of those factors and many more, mm-hmm. which are indicators there, come back with a spreadsheet, including economic incentives and everything else, and make a recommendation on these might be 5 or 6 communities you want to do further research in, maybe visit and get a better feel for, because we think that you could be successful within these communities. So when we bring in those 8 site selection consultants, it was an opportunity for them to see firsthand what we have to offer. Mm-hmm. What we do typically is we interface with them through communication, whether it be email, newsletters. We often will visit with them in their offices. We will attend conferences where we know that they will be there. And we market the community from a third-person perspective.
Okay.
This was an opportunity to bring them here and actually have them walk the streets, meet the people, and get a first-hand idea of what we have to offer.
Okay. One of the questions then was, when they did a review that I sat in on, it was mm-hmm. very, very interesting. But from that, what did they say were our strengths and mm-hmm. our weaknesses?
Well, there were no surprises there. They were blown away, frankly, by the quality of the Fox Valley Technical College as a resource for local businesses. The comment that we heard from more than one of them was, we've seen technical colleges across the country. There's nothing unusual about that. But this one in particular stood out. You've got an exceptional resource there.
Okay.
And so that was very much a strength. The fact that we have testimonials from so many employers about the productivity of our workforce mm-hmm. was something that resonated very well with them. However, the recommendation was to us as economic developers was, don't just tell us you have a productive workforce.
Right.
You're going to have to quantify exactly what that means and give us a measure that makes sense to us so that we can have confidence when we tell another client that this is an area where the workforce is particularly productive.
Okay.
And, of course, as you know, that goes right to the bottom line. That makes a lot of sense to a company as they evaluate where they want to put their project.
Okay. And with the diversity that we have as far as the different types of employees available through both the tech and then all of the other educational areas that we have, that's one of the major strengths.
It really is. When you think about it, the number one criteria for a company to be successful or to even evaluate where they're going to locate is workforce.
Mm-hmm.
If they can't get the workers they need in terms of quantity and quality, mm-hmm. they're not going to locate in your community. The existing employers aren't going to remain in your community. So that becomes the most critical consideration of all. Do they have access to the workers that they need to be successful here?
Now, for the small business, the guy just starting up and so on, how does he play into that idea? Establishing a very good business of his own, being able to show his work skills and the people that he hires and so on as part of that strength?
Are you talking like a supplier?
A little startup. Yeah, someone who's going to be a startup, a supplier in the area that we would work with at SCORE.
Well, obviously, it's very much equally critical to that startup to have good employees. And I know that when you evaluate a business plan, one of the biggest considerations you give is, what's that management team look like?
Right.
You know, you can have the best product in the world, but if you don't have a solid management team, you're not going to be successful. In fact, I know that there have been many startups that have depended on the inventor, the key person, to be the business manager. And sometimes that, and many times, that doesn't work. You've got to have a good manager. So that's where I believe the quality of the workforce here will feed right into the support of a startup company as well.
Okay. One of the, I don't know if it's strengths or weaknesses that I heard them mention is, of course, the number of or the variety of governmental bodies that we work with. Could you comment on that?
I certainly
and now
can.
I'm not getting into politics.
No. The public sector has a very distinct and very critical role in economic development. They provide the business climate that we hear so much about. In terms of regulation and tax policy, and they also are the entity that provides the infrastructure necessary for a company to be successful. Water, sewer, those very necessary roadways and so forth that a company needs in order to be successful. So the public sector has a very distinct role as well. Here within the Fox Cities, it's complicated. It's very complicated,
that,
and frankly,
that was a very polite way to put that.
Well, I've been here a year and a half. I'm still learning about this whole governmental function, but it's very different from anything I've seen in my experience. The fact that we have, as I'm told, 60 taxing units within our service area here in the 2.5 counties makes it very complicated in terms of communicating effectively what you're required to do, because there are so many overlapping requirements. On the one hand, we feel that there's some interesting value by way of the pride that the communities represent individually, but then one of my charges, you asked me what was I brought in. One of the first things that I was called on to do is try and knit this area into a functional region that could be then marketed to national or international audiences. And that's a challenge.
Oh, yes.
Because there's no one entity that can speak for the entire Fox Cities region.
Okay.
You don't have that luxury. In a lot of the successful communities across the country, you have an individual who stood up and was a champion and said, you know, this community needs to go in this direction, and everybody rallies around that.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have that here. We have very distinct leadership styles and entities throughout the Fox Cities region, and we work well together.
Okay.
But we still have a long ways to go to kind of streamline a process to where and someone coming in from the outside with a project will have an understanding, a functional understanding of what they need to do in order to build a base here in the Fox Cities region.
Okay.
What they're going to look at, the way we package it, frankly, is by way of a labor shed. So we don't talk about jurisdictions necessarily until the final stages. We talk about, if you come to the Fox Cities region, you're going to have access to about 500,000 workers, because we do include everything from Green Bay to Oshkosh.
Correct,
that's
yeah.
the commute. And so that's where we put our focus.
Do you see the possibility of the regional partnership as being that kind of a leader to be able to take that role, or rather instead to just try to play a unification role?
There is some argument that would say that could happen. We would be a logical convener to actually bring that discussion forward, you know, because we do operate throughout the entire region.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not quite there yet.
Right.
You know, we're still wet behind the ears. We're still getting our sea legs, if you will. But I do think that as we mature as an organization, that could be a role we play.
Okay. All right. Kind of shifting a little bit as far as the other roles that you play. And again, I have to play for the side for the smaller people that we deal with in SCORE. We were talking about this off mic, that one of your roles is being a resource and providing resources for either existing or incoming or startup businesses. What kind of resources does the regional partnership provide?
Well, our strength lies not with providing resources, but providing access to resources that exist and that companies may not know about. So it could be anything from having to do with startup financing, Where do I go to get good employees? I need a building of 20,000 square feet in this cost range. Can you help me find something? Okay. I'm having trouble with the permitting at the local government. Can you assist me there? Where do I find this particular supply? It could be any number of things, but we become then the point of contact to connect the business, the small business or startup, with the resources that are existing. As you know, Randy, I've made referrals to SCORE.
Okay.
Because we don't have those resources, but we know where they can be gotten.
Right. And on the flip side, of course, we at SCORE have some people that we've referred up to you.
Absolutely.
It's a very nice arrangement, by the way. We're talking to a SCORE client downstairs, and we said, well, just go up see Larry upstairs. And so it works out pretty well.
Yeah.
So, okay, so you have these resources that are available to people. How do they reach you? How do they get to you?
Well, they can get to us in a variety of ways. First of all, physically, we're located in the Fox Cities Chamber of Commerce building at 125 North Superior Street, downtown Appleton. Our telephone number is 734-7101. And our website, which we didn't even talk about, that's quite a tool. That is foxcitiesregionalpartnership.com.
Okay.
And when I say it's quite a tool, we have resources for existing companies, small companies. We've got a page there called Tools for Business Success, which connects them with all sorts of model business plans, disaster planning, succession planning, how to do business with government, you name it, it's there. And it will connect you to all kinds of local and national resources. We're going to be bringing on a page called Size Up, where a small company can plug in a few inputs and see how they stack up against other competitors regionally or nationally. Then we have a GIS-enabled site selection or site property search so that you can look for what kind of properties are out there and a whole lot of other information.
Okay, and that the website again?
Is foxcitiesregionalpartnership.com.
Okay, and you can find that too if you go out to the SCORE Fox Cities website or to the BizTalk website. We have that on there. So, because we do partner a lot with
absolutely.
You guys and try to work as much as we can. Okay, we're talking to Larry Burkhardt, who is the Executive Vice President of the Fox Cities Regional Partnership. We're going to take a quick break here and then be back for wrap-up. So for right now, you're listening to BizTalk here on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
That ain't working, that's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chips for free. Money for nothing.
Good morning again, and welcome back to the Biz Talk radio show here on the WHBY. My name is Randy Melzer. I'm your host for this morning. Our co-host is Mr. Tom DeLugopolsky, or Tom D., and our guest today is Larry Burkhardt from the Fox Cities Regional Partnership. We've been talking about some of the goals and planning and hopes as far as being able to continue the growth in the Fox Cities. We're talking a little bit about some of the things that people who are looking at the Fox Cities are interested in as far as making their decisions. Tom, you had a question for Larry.
Larry, you referenced these site selectors, and my question centers around, do they focus at all on the quality of life, such as the arts or the performing arts and so on, music, et cetera?
Yeah, the good question. You know, we've talked a lot about labor and transportation and education and so forth, but in reality, those kinds of considerations are very important, particularly in the case when you have a company where the management is going to be moving into the community, because, of course, they are looking for lifestyle choices as well. So to the extent that the community can say, we have a very dynamic and active arts community, we have both visual performing arts opportunities and so forth, that's going to be a plus in that overall consideration. I have seen instances where that kind of evaluation of a community gets very, very detailed depending on the circumstances. I recall once back in Colorado, we were asked, I as a CEO have a special needs child. I need to know what's available in terms of resources for my child before I can make a determination as to whether or not your community is going to stack up.
So the specialty of healthcare is also addressed.
That's a very good, absolutely very important consideration. So, and we rank very high there, as you know.
Okay. And the other, another, a couple of the other things that we have, of course, is our strengths include the airport out here, plus all of the activities, sports activities, things like that. Are these play into the same situation?
They do. In fact, you mentioned sports. We've visited with one company that brings over German partners, and they've been very impressed with the sports facility that they found in North Appleton that has so many soccer fields.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. They've called that out and said, we didn't expect to find anything like that in a community of this size in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So that speaks very well for us.
Okay. So, yeah, we do have a lot of things. One of the other resources that you mentioned, I believe, was for those businesses that are here, who are looking to do business outside of the region,
mm-hmm.
you have resources and availability for that.
Well, we do, and what we're seeing develop here in the area, and I'm a part of one of these organizations, is an emphasis on export.
Okay.
And we are building an infrastructure in cooperation with the Regional Planning Commission, the Fox Valley Tech, New North, the state of Wisconsin, and their Economic Development Corporation to build a network of resources that will encourage and promote the export of products that are made here in Wisconsin throughout the world. And that's an area that we have a tremendous amount of opportunity for.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing good growth, but frankly, we've got a lot of capacity that's unmet at this point.
So if I'm a small business and I'm thinking about starting up, but I need to be able to look at potentially exporting,
mm-hmm.
you would be a resource for that.
Absolutely. Okay. We'd be a connector for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Normally at this point in time, I would be asking you for a biz tip.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask you for two.
Uh-oh.
The first one, yeah, for somebody locally here, what's your biz tip for the small businessman, so the person who wants to just get started? But the other biz tip, or the other thing I'm going to ask you to do, is what is your message to people who are interested in starting their business in the Fox Cities, in the area?
Okay. Well, the tip I would offer to those who are already in business is always make sure that you have an eye to the outside. In other words, there's a lot of success all around you. Learn from it. Don't become so insulated and so focused internally that you miss the opportunity to learn from best practices
mm-hmm.
that are around you in our own community, perhaps across the state or whatever. For those that might be thinking about establishing a business here in the Fox Cities, please understand that you have a community that's very much ready for you to succeed, is interested in your success, and we have the resources here among the people that are that we're talking to this morning and many, many others. We have a network of partners that's here to help you through that process and get you going to a successful future.
Okay, well, wonderful. If you're out there listening and thinking of moving to the Valley, please get a hold of Larry at the Fox Cities Regional Partnership. We appreciate that. Thank you very much for being our guest today.
Randy, I appreciate that as well.
And
Tom, nice to meet you as well.
And Merry Christmas, Larry,
as
well as you, Randy.
Okay, well, thank you very much. You've been listening to Biz Talk here on 1150, the voice of Fox Cities, WHBY. And we'd like to, as Tom said, wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. This is our last program for the year. We will be back up on January 4th, reminding you of that. And hopefully, if we can find Tony Bush out there somewhere, he'll be back with us. So once again, my name is Randy Melzer. Thank you for joining us on Biz Talk here on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.